Soul Tape Champions Live. Bill Neal, Kevin Cameron here, joined today by local celebrity, legend in the making, Marcus Robinson, by way of Alder Dice High School, who's on their way to, well, at least endeavoring on another state championship opportunity. One of the great high school programs in Western Pennsylvania. A player of Stony Brook College, where some notables have come out in advance of him and since him. And we're just talking basketball. You know, Marcus, having been a great young player himself and one of the high flyers, as we call them. Let me ask you a question, Marcus, and I hope Myron Brown's listening, but were you in that arena? Were you in that 44, 45 vertical?
Oh, no question, no question. We still there now. Okay. Yeah. That's one of the things that I hope to, you know, want to be one of my greatest legacies, is being able to maintain that same type of intensity in the game for an extended amount of time.
So with that being said, what's on your format? What's coming up? What do young people and parents need to know about here in the local area, getting to you, getting their young people to you? How do they get to you and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so if you want to get in contact with me, you can reach me on any other social media platforms, Instagram. My IG name is Bullets M9, i.e. Pittsburgh Bullets, and the first name of, or first letter of my name, M, and the number 9, which is my number. On Facebook, my first name, my last name, Marcus Robinson. Pretty much, if you jump in your Google box and type in Pittsburgh Bullets, you know, everything will pop up in reference to videos, highlights, schedules. We're doing a really good job of making an impact in the community with youth camps and youth clinics, working with the local YMCAs all over Western Pennsylvania, working with the local high schools and the community centers to get our young athletes the skills that they need, like I mentioned in the beginning, to take better advantage of the basketball opportunities that come through Western Pennsylvania. We have two, you know, we mentioned that Duquesne is one of the top NCAA programs here in Western PA, and they're rising in the country as well. And there's no reason why there shouldn't be representation from Western PA on Duquesne's women's and men's basketball team. So that's what I hope, is to inspire our kids to take advantage of those opportunities in college basketball and aspire to do more on a global scale as professionals.
And, you know, Kev, you know, just to piggyback off something you said earlier and touching base with what Marcus just alluded to, Duquesne University basketball, which back in the day was a perennial powerhouse. You know, they were, I think they're one of the very few, they may be the only Division I basketball team in history to have a number one draft pick in the NBA back-to-back years. And Dave Ricketts and Cy Hugo Green, I think the stat I saw or read, they're the only Division I team in the history of college basketball that had back-to-back Division I draft picks in the NBA. So Duquesne basketball is back on the map. Their new coach, who's a former coach of LeBron James, is doing a tremendous job. Of course, Pitt is struggling. Robert Morris is doing a great job. Duquesne women's basketball is on the map. Susie McConnell and the Pitt women's basketball team is back in a struggling mode. But basketball in general in this area, college and high school basketball, is alive and well. And it's great to have a guy like Marcus come back and give back. So we applaud you for that effort and wish you much success. Now, want to get you in on what Kevin's going to bring to us in the NCAA poll.
Yeah, before I get into the AP top 10, top 25, I just totally disagree with the comments that you two just made about Duquesne and Pitt, and I'm a Pitt alum. That's terrible basketball, if you ask me. When you take a look at Pitt, even I had a chance to see some of the Pitt's women's basketball game.
Let me stop you right there. You have to separate now. Duquesne is not terrible basketball. They're the number two team in the Atlantic 10, which used to be a very notable conference. So that's not terrible basketball.
Duquesne is 6-8 in conference. That's terrible basketball.
I'll let you know about the competitiveness
of the
conference.
That's terrible basketball. I'm local, just like
that. I'll repeat the question I asked you 2 weeks ago. Have you been to a game yet?
I'm local.
The answer is no. You haven't been to a Duquesne or a Pitt game.
I won't go to a Duquesne game. I won't go to a Pirates game.
All right. True to your word.
I like quality sports. Duquesne basketball, terrible. I'm a Robert Morris alum as well. Terrible. Pitt basketball, terrible. Men's, women's. I just disagree.
All right.
To piggyback off that point.
Neither one of us said Pitt basketball was doing exactly. good. I don't know what you're trying to say.
Well, everything I heard from the two of you were so rosy, and it's not the case. It's not. I would love to.
We did not rosy up Pitt basketball, Kevin. Now, let's be honest. Everybody on the planet knows Pitt is 0-15.
Are you receiving giveaways when you go to a Pitt basketball game? Something's going on because – I just can't believe the way you two are talking about Pitt basketball and Duquesne basketball.
Yeah, nowhere to go but up.
You know, if they paid me to go see a game, I wouldn't go. Okay, but let's talk about some real basketball because March Madness is just around the corner. Okay, there's just a few more regular season games, and then you'll have conference play, and everyone is trying to position themselves. Those that are going to March Madness are trying to get in good position. So when you take a look at the AP top 25, and I'll just go over the top 10, Virginia. Virginia has been the number one ranked team for quite some time now. It's been a few weeks anyway. And then you have Michigan State. They're playing real good basketball. I mentioned last week that Michigan State is 3-1 against other AP top 10 teams, and we know the coaching there is just incredible coaching. And then you have Villanova, who had a real good year last year as well. Xavier, number four. Number five, Duke. We know all about their coaching, you know, down in North Carolina. Gonzaga, I should say, is number six. Texas Tech is tied for six. I'm not sure how you get a tie here, but that's what they're saying. So it's really 6-7. And then you have Kansas, number eight. Kansas is playing real good basketball right now. I know they normally have a problem, you know, once they get into the Elite Eight or Final Four. Purdue, number nine. And then number 10, you have North Carolina. And I know I mentioned those 10 teams, but I would also like to talk about Oklahoma with Trae Young, because Trae Young is an outstanding basketball player that is really struggling right now. And he's such a good basketball player that every team he goes up against is devising defensive schemes to stop him. And when you stop Trae Young, you stop Oklahoma. A month ago, they were sitting here the number two ranked team, if I'm not mistaken, in the country. And now they're not even ranked. And now they're on the bubble. They have three games left this year. And from what the experts are saying, they have to at least win two of the next three to have a good chance to get into the tournament. So, Bill, you know, based on those teams that I mentioned, and again, talking about big-time basketball here, if you could get off your high horse with Duquesne and the University in Pittsburgh and Robert Moore's, which, you know, all great universities, you know, education-wise, and I love them, but they don't play basketball. Bill, tell me something.
Well, to be clear for the listeners out there that may have just walked back in the room, you are listening to Urban Media Today, Urban Media Today Sports Talk, Soul Take Champions Live, and my take is this. I at no time did I claim Pitt a great basketball team, neither men or women's team. They're struggling. They're 0 and whatever, so that's the truth. Duquesne's program.
You don't have a Twitter account, do you, Bill?
Duquesne's program is on the.
You know, because
did you ask me a question?
When you say stuff, you forget about it. You need to get Twitter, and that way, when you say stuff and when you post stuff,
I think you asked me a question.
We'll have it.
So Duquesne is on the upswing. Robert Morris has a good program, and basketball in Pittsburgh is doing well now, only because I've seen them play. I'm really going to go out on a little bit of a limb, and I'm going to go with Duke. I'm going to see, you know, Duke has a good team. They got great size. They have two great first-round lottery pick players. Virginia's got a great program. They keep teams under 60 for the most part in most every game. They have a great defensive program. But as it's been referenced, their offensive side of the ball was not as great as their defensive side of the ball. So I don't know if they can hold great teams to less than 60 points a game down the stretch. So I'm not looking at Virginia to win it, but I've seen Duke. Now, granted, This is not a great Duke team, but they have several great players, mm-hmm. and I'm going to put my finger on Duke.
And that was the point that I was going to make, is that one, in those major conferences, and more importantly, when you get deep in a tournament, you got to have some star power. And I think Duke has that star power that will give them the ability to sustain and get over the hump.
Okay, and another team I would like to mention, and I didn't mention in the top 10, but I think is relevant. And if you want to talk about the best men's basketball team in the area, it's West Virginia. I think we could all agree to that. But West Virginia just had a game where I believe the fouls were 35-2. If I'm not mistaken, how do you have a game where it's 35-2? You only get two fouls caught for you and 35 against you.
Those were New England's refs.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, West Virginia is worthy of attention and to be noticed, to be sure. And they tend. One of the questions I always ask is, how does West Virginia keep out recruiting Pitt and Duquesne and Penn State and all the teams in the East? But people love to go down to West Virginia and have a good time. And year in and year out, it gets done. West Virginia is 21 now. And 20, I think they dropped to 21 in the top 25.
Exactly.
And and you know what they're going to do? They're going to upset an unexpected team or two. Yeah. In other words, even though they're ranked number 21, they're going to take somebody out. In other words, further said, you don't want to play West Virginia. You don't want West Virginia in your bracket, because they can beat you, and they can take out a North Carolina or a Duke or a Virginia just as easily as they take out Hosmoke and Smith University. So,
and again, it's coaching. West Virginia has a very good coach with Higgins, and you ask, how could they out-recruit Pitt? There's your answer right there. Again, Pitt needs a new coach. I don't think it's a secret.
Well, that's been the case in West Virginia for the last 10 years, though. And I believe in Higgins. I mean, yeah. He's a legend. He's a coaching legend. He's a Bobby Knight-type disciple, no question. And coaching means everything. Talent means more, but coaching means a lot. Mm-hmm. And Bob Higgins does a great job. Now, he's a disciplinarian, hard nosed, and takes no excuses.
Now, you know, I know we talked about Pitt and we went back and forth, and I said the more you get away from Pitt, the better you get to quality basketball. But the reason I bring them back up is because of the Big East. Okay, you have Villanova, who's number 3. And Xavier, who's number 4 in the Big East. That's where Pitt left.
And many people wish they had stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
So basketball is doing really, really good, you know, from a competition standpoint. I mean, anytime you can have teams number 3 and number 4 in the country, that really says a lot. Well, and again, it comes back down to coaching. When you take a look at who they have on their benches, it makes a difference.
Yeah, that's true. And you're looking at money was, I would assume money was the big draw for Pitt to leave the Big East and go to the ACC, and they knew they would suffer these bumps and bruises. Penn State is playing better basketball than they played in probably forever, or at least in 30 years since Ron Brown was there. So yeah, that's all to be said. But as you know, when they say it's called March Madness for a reason, and some of that stuff can drive you crazy, and somebody and number 16 in a bracket is going to beat a number 1 or a number 2, and the madness starts. So it's a favorite time of the year for me. I love college basketball when March Madness gets into that second or third round. It's mm-hmm. it's worth being a part of.
So both of you, it sounds like you like Duke.
Yes.
I like Duke, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've seen them a couple times. Saw them when they were here. Obviously, they beat up on Pitt. But they got some talent. They got one of the great all-time coaches. And not saying for sure, but if I had to pick out of that top 10.
Yeah. Well, don't hold me to this. And, Bill, I know you probably will anyway.
We'll try to.
But I think I'm going with Michigan State at the moment. They're playing really good basketball, and I gave you – you know, the background as far as how good they're playing right now.
Now, that's assuming none of their coaches will be in jail come playoff
exactly.
time.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. We got the controversy going.
No, I'm saying. I'm just asking the question.
All right. Shed light on that.
So Marcus and I can't ask the question. We just want to know.
I'm staying away from that, Bill. Right. I'm staying away from that. I'm not going to make light of it. Right. But it's very important, I think, when it comes to playoffs, and we talked about seeding in the NBA. I think this is one sport where it's really important as far as where you're positioned. Mm-hmm. College basketball. I mean, when you're Michigan State, you know, you're going for a number one seed. Are you able to get the number one seed in the Midwest? Are you able to get the number one seed in the East? You know, will you get the number one seed, but you have to go way out to San Diego? And that's why I started off by saying, as of right now, I'm going with Michigan State. Now, once the brackets come out and I see who's in their bracket, I'll be able to say, okay, well, you know what? It looks very good. You know, they really don't have a lot of good quality teams, or, you know, the matchups look really good because the matchups matter.
Well, so let me ask you a question, Kev, because every now and then things get by me. So you want us to understand that your genius is so profound that once you see the brackets, you're better able to make a – imagine that, Marcus. Once he sees the brackets, he can make a better choice. Isn't that amazing?
Don't sound too loyal to me.
Isn't that – I think once we all see the brackets,
smart.
Kevin.
It's smart. We can make, I didn't say the games had to be played. I would just like to see the schedule, the anticipated schedule that matters.
You didn't give us while we're in that arena, if you will, you didn't give us your take on seeding in the NBA. You didn't give us your kickback on that. I just wanted to find out how you asked us how we felt about it, but how did you feel about that?
No, I feel you should have the two conferences.
Okay,
I like the traditional way, because if you don't, I guess it takes one of the trophies away too, right?
So
you can't win a conference championship.
So can I get? Who are you picking out of the East and out of the West, and who to win it?
NBA?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going with Golden State and Cleveland.
And who are you picking
and
to win
And I changed
it?
My pick because of the deals that Cleveland made.
Who are you taking to win it?
Golden State.
Who you got, Marcus?
I do like Boston, man. I do like Boston in the East, and I like Houston in the West.
Oh, that's interesting. I'll stay Golden State. I think Golden State will still have more firepower than anybody else in the West, and you know, only because I'm a LeBron hater, an acknowledged, well known LeBron hater, that I'm hoping for Boston. But you know, people keep talking about don't keep sleeping Toronto.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
But
yeah.
You know what, Bill, playing so easy for everybody else.
Well, I try.
I do what I can. You make it difficult for me. Because when you ask me questions, you ask me why and want me to elaborate and everything, and you let Marcus sit over there and just give you teams.
He's a guest.
And not provide details. I want to. You say Houston and Boston.
Yeah, I did.
That would be a total change. Why are you saying Houston and Boston?
I'm saying Houston because I like the energy. They have a strong team. They're a deep team. You know, they're a defensive team too. And with Harden's ability to take over the game and put that ball in the hole when necessary, it can be impactful.
He's done that in the regular season.
Yes,
when he comes to the playoffs, he has games where he'll be lucky to make a bucket.
He does have a supporting cast though.
So you're saying that's the big difference?
Yes, that's huge difference. It's his supporting cast.
And he'll be able to do that in the playoffs, you think?
I don't see why not.
And you think Chris Paul is ready? You think since he's no longer in L.A. with the Clippers, the right team?
I would hang it more on James Harden and his evolution as a player rather than where Chris Paul is. Chris Paul is going to be an essential piece to provide some consistency and some experience, but James Harden is his evolution as a player on both sides of the ball.
And OKC doesn't have a shot?
That's what I'm asking.
I'm asking you.
I'm drilling Marcus. You're not drilling Marcus.
I think OKC needs another year for some chemistry.
They might not have another year.
I know.
Will Paul George still be around?
And that's the tough part.
How about if Paul George just goes to Houston, LeBron goes to Houston, and then you'll have a Houston and Golden State battle? What you think, Bill?
I still take Golden State in that.
I still take Golden State in that matchup.
And I'm gonna tell you why. And as always the case, injuries aside, if Curry's healthy and at his game, and Durant, I still take Curry, Durant over LeBron and Harden. I take Curry, Durant over LeBron and Irving. I take Curry, Durant over LeBron and whoever.
LeBron can't go every year.
I take the firepower of Curry and Durant and their team over LeBron and whomever every day of the week. I just think. Now let me tell you this. And Marcus makes some good points about Houston, but you, I, and these microphones know that we ain't seen nothing like Golden State in forever. That firepower, that ammunition, that reloading, that bench,
yeah,
that
great team.
That energy, that. I'm just saying. Now, all things being equal, all things being considered, I take Golden State.
Well, let me tell you something, Bill. And you know more about basketball than I did.
Well, that's true.
Okay, but I do.
Finally, you said something that makes sense.
You know, I'll take the baseball and football. You can and the golf. You can take basketball. All right.
Well, you take a little bit of football. You ain't gonna take all the football.
Well, what you just said, I couldn't disagree. You know, Golden State is special, but they haven't done a whole lot that we haven't seen before. I mean, you're a big San Antonio Spurs fan. Look at the run that San Antonio had.
Very reflective of San Antonio.
Look at the run that Boston had back in the day. Look at the run that LA had. Look at the run the Chicago Bulls had.
I'm offering to you, no one had a run like Golden State's run with that shooting performance.
It's all about winning. I don't care. You can have 53 pointers if you don't win.
Look, Bill,
they're 2-1 in the championship, and they were up 3-1 in the championship game that they lost.
You're not listening. Let me get you to listen. Winning teams win for a reason. My only reference to Golden State is we have not seen a championship team win in that manner. San Antonio, Chicago, Lakers, they did not win with that kind of firepower, with those kind of threes, as is evidenced by the records they set shooting threes. I'm simply saying to you that they're uniquely different than anything we've seen before.
I think Cleveland was just as successful as Golden State was last year.
Cleveland was successful because they had the most dominant player on the planet.
No, we're going to have to look it up. I remember games last year where
Let's go back to where you said I know more about basketball than you. I thought you knew more,
but now after this discussion, I'm going to change my mind.
Well, I can tell you this. The evidence of the records tell us that we haven't seen a guard score like Curry. We haven't seen the backup ammunition like Thompson. We haven't seen a team offensively score the points the way this team scores. Even the Bulls and the Lakers ran and scored, but not in this manner.
It pains me to say this, okay, but it's true. And, you know, I always try to say the right stuff and the relevant stuff.
No matter how crazy it is.
We haven't seen many offenses like the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the Pittsburgh Steelers didn't win the Super Bowl. And well, that's a problem.
You know what a problem is? This continuing need for you to go from A to B, from apples to oranges. We ain't talking about the Steelers.
I like making analogies.
Stay focused, man. I am staying focused.
I'm trying to have you. I got to break it down for you, Bill.
The apples and oranges.
I have to break it down so I can try to get you to understand.
Well, what we do understand is, in our prediction, I got Golden State winning it all, and I'm going to suggest that because I'm a LeBron hater, I'm going to hope that Boston wins the East. I'm going to hope it so that Irving can hold a finger up and we see Golden State and Boston. Wouldn't be shocked at a Houston and Boston. Wouldn't be shocked at a Houston and Cleveland. But you know what I'm going to think, too? Here's what I'm going to offer, and I could be deadly wrong. And I'm not super bent out of shape about LeBron recruiting a new team, because every team is going to take advantage of the trade opportunities, and that's what they did. But as they came on real strong as a new unit, I'm going to suggest to you that that doesn't hold up down the stretch, and for two reasons. Yes, they need time to mesh, and they will be a better unit later than they are now. But so will defenses as they match up against them. And I'm going to just go out, and I'm going to bet you this, that Cleveland doesn't finish strong as everybody thinks.
You know what, Bill? We're going to have to get on YouTube where people can see my expression, or get on some type of screen, because I'm just, if people could see my nonverbals right now, they're incredible.
Well, do you happen to know
that you just contradicted yourself? I thought you picked Cleveland to be in the championship, and now you're saying that they're not going to last.
I didn't say that. I never said I picked Cleveland. I said that I hope Boston wins the East.
You said you hope.
I hope, because I just said I'm a Cleveland LeBron hater, so I did not pick them. And you don't know how they're going to end up. So what I said was, predictably, I'm going to predict that Cleveland doesn't finish as strong as people think they're going to finish.
But 3 weeks ago, you told me it's Golden State Cleveland.
I never said that. So
you're going to have to get Twitter.
Well, we you know, because you offer that, I said it doesn't mean it happened.
All right.
But what I do know is we're up on our last break, and thank goodness it came at a time before I had to throw something at him, because every now and then, Marcus, you notice how he'll doze off, and he'll come back to the microphone,
strong.
And then he's like, his eyes open up, and you think he's been with you the whole time, and he hasn't.
We need to be on screen.
Hey, we'll be right back for our final segment. We're going to let Marcus get up out of here. We want to thank him for coming in, and be right back in a moment.
Make Urban Media Today Radio your only source for that feel-good music. Log on to urbanmediatoday.com and listen live, or tune in to Live 365 or the TuneIn Radio apps, which you can download for free. From morning inspiration with the Church Flow, weekdays from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And throughout your work week, it's the Flashback Urban Hang Suite and a little something for the 90s babies. Take us with you for the car ride home or to work with DJ Sergey Boogie and the Traffic Jam, mornings from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. and in the afternoon from 5 to 6 p.m. Tune in weekdays with Trevin A. Jones for the HBCU Sports Report. Also Saturdays, join in on the conversation, Urban Media Today Talk Sports with Ray Porter Jr., Vince Butts, Trevin A. Jones, and the big guy, Alan Lincoln. And how can you go throughout the day without any gossip? Tune in to the E! Report with yours truly, Kiki Brown. Get your money right with Mary Jo Lincoln and RSG Accounting Services with Money and More, weekdays and only on Urban Media Today Radio. We have specialty programming as well. On Sundays at 5 p.m., it's the Sunday Night Flashback with TJ. Oh yeah, and we can't forget about the Unwind, right? After all the hustle and bustle with work and the kids, it's time to settle down and enjoy the nightcap. It's simply for lovers and for music lovers, with the best in old school R&B and slow jams. This is just the beginning. Urban Media Today Radio is exactly what you need 24/7 online at urbanmediatoday.com by downloading the Live 365 or TuneIn Radio apps. What are you waiting for? Download and enjoy today. It's Urban Media Today Radio.